a special Wednesday edition of Checking the Cleveland Scene with Andrew Zellman. We've been talking about it all morning long. We're very excited to talk to you. And as we have mentioned over and over again, so many different categories. It's something you do every year at Cleveland Scene Magazine, the best of Cleveland. And now the results, is it official? The results are out, Andrew?
Yes. So the results are on the website, clevescene.com, right now. And then the paper product, the best of Cleveland issue, is on the streets all around newsstands today. So the results are out and official.
I mean, should we talk about some of the categories?
Sure. I think some congratulations are in order for you guys for best radio show. We can officially say that you guys did win the category. So congratulations on best radio show.
Thank you so much. And everybody that voted, we really, really appreciate that. And to all my emails that I've set up, they clearly did the job. Thank you. No, seriously, that means a lot to be nominated and to win. That's big.
Yeah, absolutely. No investigations into ballot stuffing yet. So
all right, good.
We'll hold off on that. But we have thousands and thousands of votes in various categories. Some of the ones we were looking at, best restaurant is always one that's highly contested. La Albatro won in a close competition. They've won in the past as well. Best new restaurant, Larder, which is this very, very popular deli in the Hingetown area.
So you did something different this year in the issue, right?
Yes, that is correct. So we actually put in every runner-up this year. In the past, we've just put in the one that has won. But we felt like we should shine a spotlight to everybody that was nominated, because if you're nominated in many of these categories, it's just an honor to be up at the top with all these others.
And really, as you look through this list, what a guide it ends up creating.
Yes, this is the perfect thing. And for people who are coming in from out of town, who are looking, where do I go? What do I do? The Browns, Odell Beckham, he was just asking people on Twitter, where should he go out to eat? Well, this is the perfect list, because you can see what everybody thinks, where you should go when you're looking for chicken wings, where you should go when you're looking for ramen. So people refer to this throughout the year, and I definitely recommend that people pick it up, hold on to it for the next year, and try to check off all the places.
Well, it's awesome to talk to you, Andrew. We love this issue. We're certainly very honored that we're being recognized as best radio show. So thank you for that. And we can pick up the issue today. We'll make sure we get, I don't know, how many copies are you going to get, Tim?
At least 10.
You going to laminate them?
Absolutely.
Yeah, me too.
That's a big, big deal.
I'd also tell people, stay tuned. We always have a Best of Cleveland party that we talked about last time. An announcement will be coming out on that shortly, now that the issue is out. But we've been doing it in June the last few years, and that's the plan this year as well.